This was the preparation preceding the giving of the Torah on Shavuos. Of what significance is that today? Hayamim ha'ele niskar v'nasim. This is a pasuk in Megillas Esther. It is explained by the Arizal that certain events, when the anniversary comes, when they are celebrated in the proper way, niskarim, when they are remembered in the proper way, then nasim, then they are reenacted and they happen again. Yedin yor, when a skum der zman, every time when a certain time period comes, chazan zechibe di inyonim v'zizan givem epam reshena. Those things which happened the first time are reenacted and they are repeated as it happened the first time. Und der Fall davon muss sein, niskorim von dem, was hat passiert, bis man sie bepam reshena. That's why it's necessary for us to remember and to commemorate that which happened the first time. Und nicht stamma sie korin. And it should not be just an ordinary memory of what happened years ago. But nasin, we have to relive and reenact and internalize that which happened. As medardas ibalebim in maisa bepeil, that we have to actually relive that same phenomena. In the words of the Friedrich Rebbe, as mizolas nit bleis heren or der heren, that this has to be not only heard, which means externally, but der heren, but we have to hear it profoundly and deeply and internalize that message which we are reliving and remembering. The same applies to that which was mentioned before, the preparations for Matan Torah for Shavuos. When the skum zman machen, der ist immer kolshane beshan an hemenig von dem hachone, der zu benen schredisch sieven, der Shabbos im Warchmer schredisch sieven, wird niskare menasin. When the time of the giving of the Torah comes every year, beginning with the preparations from the beginning, from the schredisch sieven, from the Shabbos when we bless the month of sieven, then it is niskare menasin, it is remembered, and it again takes place. From those same events and those aspects of preparations which took place in the time of giving of the Torah the first time. Das heißt, what this means is, as although that the giving of the Torah is a daily occurrence, as we say in the Birchas HaTorah, the nusach of the brachas that we say in the morning, which are the blessings which we make before the learning of the Torah, which applies to the learning of the whole day, the words used is neisen hatera. Neisen hatera means not in the past tense that God gave the Torah once upon a time, a long time ago, but it means lashon heve. It's the present tense that God is presently today giving the Torah. This is in addition to nosolanu esterosi, to that which we're saying the bracha that God gave us the Torah in the past tense. In addition to that, we say neisen hatera, that He is also giving it presently. So although that there is a daily giving of the Torah and a receiving of the Torah, is a removing of this is eini b'demit sedem v'matan teres ba'achas b'shan b'smamatan teresena. Nevertheless, we understand, it's simply understood, that the daily receiving of the Torah is incomparable to the way it is on the anniversary once a year when we receive the Torah. In the Zalman's Mam B'Shana, when Matan Torah is given Pam Rashena, was Demot Shtey Den Inyan Mer B'Goli B'Had Goshen. In that time in the year when the Torah was given the first time, when this whole concept of receiving the Torah, of the giving of the Torah, is much more revealed, it's much more emphasized, as is in the other days of the year, not only is it more emphasized in that one time of the year on the anniversary when this happened, but from that anniversary, from the date when it was, which is celebrated each year, that's where we take that spiritual energy and it is affected from that one day, that it spreads out over the whole year, that there should be a daily giving of the Torah. We find this similarity also by Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim twice a day. But as important as that is, and as much as we remember it, It is incomparable to the remembering Yitzis Mitzrayim, which has to be once a year, Bizman Chereseinu, on Pesach. On Pesach, our recollection and reliving of Yitzis Mitzrayim is altogether different than it is daily. And on the contrary, as I mentioned before, from Pesach, it extends to every day of the year that gives us the spiritual energy to properly remember it throughout the whole year. Similarly, is also in the Gei Sukkos. From this is understood, the Negeis is not matan d'sein b'chag haShavuos, in connection with the time of the giving of the Torah on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, as afal pi b'chol yemei hashana yisdod l'neis natera l'shon heve, that although there is the present tense of giving of the Torah each day, nevertheless this is much more revealed and emphasized in the time of the giving of the Torah, which is once a year on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And it follows, as the Fun is moving, in connection with the making the children our guarantors in connection with receiving the Torah, this was a hagdama, this was a preparation to Matan Torah, that as b'yamim elu, faz ma Matan Torah, saying that these days which precede the time of giving of the Torah, when the svet niskarim and asking from them was to give them pam reshena, when we remember and we relive, we reenact the experience of what happened the first time, that we also reenact and relive this experience that Jewish children, boys and girls, before the age of Bar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah, that they are our guarantors for Matan Torah, for giving of the Torah, for receiving the Torah, also in this year. This lends support and strength and emphasis to that which has been established and founded based on the directive of the previous Rebbe. The Rebbe adds here, Besignun Achar, he expressed it in different terms, but the content was the same. The idea of establishing and founding the Minyan von Tzivos Hashem, that the Jewish children are the army of God. Ingelech von Medelech, Farbar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah, for boys and girls before Bar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah. What am Zezayin and Divas and Adavim, if Nisinus Kal Terekulus, why are they the army of Hashem? Because they are the guarantee for the giving of the Torah for all Jews. The name Tzivos Hashem, the name Tzivos Hashem, which means army of God, is a reference in Chumash, in Torah Shebiksav, the written Torah, referring to all Jews upon leaving the land of Egypt. The Pasuk says in Parsha Bei, Vayhi be'etzem hayom hazeh yotze kol Tzivos Hashem me'eretz Mitzrayim. It was on this day that all of the army of Hashem went out from the land of Egypt. Why this distinction that this name should be applied to Jewish children? But nevertheless, although there's a reference to all Jewish people as the army of Hashem, nevertheless, there is emphasis of calling the army of Hashem specifically to Jewish children. Why? But in the Tachos from the Yitzis Mitzrayim, Be'etziyach HaSaham in Mitzrayim, is given Tavdens HaLakim HaHarazah, because the purpose of taking out the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, was for the purpose of serving Hashem at this mountain, which is Matan Torah and Kabbalah Torah, the giving of the Torah and receiving of the Torah. Und die Yiddish Kinder sind der Rebbe, given the Arabim. And it was the Jewish children who were the guarantee that the Jews will receive the Torah. So the objective of going out of Mitzrayim, when they were described as Tzivos Hashem, the army of Hashem, that objective was fulfilled and guaranteed by the Jewish children. Okamur, the Inyan is Dabba Kalashana Kula, and as was mentioned before, this we have this a whole year. But in the more revealed and emphasized way, the receiving of the Torah, status in the Achaz B'Shanaf Hazman Matan Teresena, this is emphasized much more greatly in the Yontav of Shavuos, when we remember, when we commemorate the giving and the receiving of the Torah. This sikha will be continuing in Mirtzeh Shem by the next shir.